If you've been following along and have never joined a design bootcamp, I'm going to encourage you to sign up. It's 5 hours of workshops and we have live versions going on often so you can come and ask questions. Go to www.designsuitecourses.com/designbootcamp.
I should have addressed a long time ago, and that is drama-free design. Now, you might be thinking I'm talking about the multiple personalities out there that's bringing drama into your design life, but no, I'm actually talking about just you, yourself, and how we create drama for ourselves. Yes, we do. We create drama for ourselves in the design world. So let me give an example, okay? Maybe I wake up in the morning and I am actually really excited. I want to get to my design work for the day. But both of my kids or two of my three kids don't wake up on time. And so I start kind of getting angry. I start feeling like the anger in my heart because now they're going to make me late and they're going to be late also to school, okay? So then I wake them up in a hurry and put together their lunches, and I'm starting to get grumpy, right? And they're grumpy as well. And then I send one off to school and the other one doesn't finish. I'm talking like I have two kids. I actually have three, but my oldest is in college. She lives at home, but this just illustrates the point, okay? Maybe in my head, I was just like, when the kids get to school, then I'm going to be able to get to my design work, okay? But one of them's late. I end up having to walk them into the office to sign them in because they were tardy and all the things, okay? So they've now put me like 30 minutes behind schedule, okay? So maybe I don't get to sit down at my desk at 9:30. And depending on how I viewed the morning, okay? If I was grumpy about it, I was annoyed, I was frustrated with my kids, the kitchen's a mess afterwards because I was hurrying everything around, I might sit down at my desk, ready to design, and still be fuming a little bit and trying to figure out, like, getting my head straight into the design work. Have any of you been here? Okay. I haven't been here for a little while, but I have been there. And then I sit down and I am discombobulated. I'm frustrated. I don't know what to design at that point. I'm definitely not in the mood to design. What we've done is we have created drama for ourselves, and so that makes it hard to do the design work. So what I want to say is there are ways for us to get rid of the drama. We can be drama free in our design work. Now, you might be like, well, that's a little example, Karina. That's a very little example, like the kids being late and frustrated, and you know, I can probably handle that when I come to sit down to do my design work. I can be okay and just be grateful that I'm doing my design work, okay? That is actually, first of all, the right attitude to have. Just be like, it all worked out, I'm sitting down, I'm grateful to be doing my design work. So like, that's the right attitude to have. But some people would tell me, but Karina, that's not that big of a deal. What if I have big things going on? It is drama filled, okay? Really big things are happening in my life that are making me struggle and have a hard time, okay? It doesn't mean that your life still isn't full of drama. So it's figuring out how to make it less dramatic in your head, okay? Because it really is. It's not all in your head. There are really things happening. It's kind of how you are internalizing it. Let me explain this. I have lots of different friend groups, and there's a particular friend I notice where everything in her life is drama. Everything. Doesn't matter what's happening, it might be a very little thing or a big thing, and there have definitely been big things, but it all comes out like the most crazy, the most exciting, the most traumatic thing ever, okay? When we do that, we're telling our brain that everything is really, really difficult or everything is really crazy. We are elevating things to a level of drama that it doesn't need to be at. Even things that are difficult, I've noticed that I have friends who are very like soft and silent types, okay? Something really awful will happen. Really, truly, truly awful, okay? And you never hear the drama. You never hear it. Not ever. Instead, it's just like this soft silence. And it doesn't mean that's not happening inside of her. And it's definitely, I'm not saying you cannot vent, okay? If someone is saying, well, Karina's saying, I can't, you know, I can't vent, I can't, no. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that very often, very little things, especially in our lives, we elevate them in our brains. And so we make it dramatic. And even, I think it happens in our design work. So for especially new designers, the wall I see very often is the software. Like, so Illustrator, opening Illustrator, being frustrated, being worried about it, all those things, okay? And my worry, always my worry, is that are we making it scarier than it actually is? Are we making it more dramatic than it actually is? When really it could just be a very logical thing. I'm gonna sit down at my computer, I'm gonna open it up, I'm going to turn on Illustrator. That's actually not very dramatic, right? And yet some of us have put really scary things in front of that and we're like nervous to open up the Illustrator software because we're so afraid of something. I think it's the unknown, most of the time it's the unknown, when what we should be doing is thinking about it logically. I'm not gonna add drama to this, it's drama-free. Instead, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna sit down, I'm gonna open up my computer, I'm gonna open up Illustrator, and you know what? I'm just gonna mess around in it a little bit and see how that goes. You see the difference between the big scary thing and the logical, let's get there thing. Now, I think if I told this to one of my designers, they would say, well, in theory, you're right, Karina, but how do I get rid of that fear? Now, that is definitely the hard part, right? Because like we're not, especially people who want to become designers, like we're not intentionally going out of our way to not open up Illustrator and start doing the design work, right? I think it's probably baby steps, right? What is it that I heard that where you, there's like a, to build a habit, it's probably Atomic Habits, but to build a habit, you just go do the first little step in it and you do it over and over and over again, okay? And so like, I think the example I'd read or heard about was like, if you want to be someone who works out at a gym for an hour a day, you don't start by working out at the gym an hour a day. You start by driving to the gym and just parking there for a moment and then going home. And then until that feels comfortable to you, then you will drive to the gym, sit there in the parking lot, maybe go in, go to the checkout area, go look around for a second, and go back out and then go back home. It's like, it sounds kind of crazy, right? But if like you're afraid of the unknown, if you start making it known with little steps, it's not quite so scary, right? So maybe the little steps for you would be to just open up Illustrator. That's the non-scary thing you're gonna do. You're just gonna open it up. You don't have to design anything. You don't have to design an amazing fabric line. You don't have to design anything. You're just gonna open it up. And then maybe the next step is, I'm gonna play with one of the tools and see what it does, okay? And then maybe the next step after that is, you know what? I'm gonna try to actually make something, especially for those of you who are in my program. You can watch a video and make something with me. You're gonna be doing one module. That's gonna get you to the next level, right? So I really think we've built all this drama in our brains about how difficult something is, when the truth is, it's all these tiny little steps, and if we treat them a little more logically, then what can we do? Pretty much anything. I'm going to invite you, now this is not for everyone, but I'm gonna invite those of you who feel like you're building this drama into your design life, that you just take it back a couple of notches. Look at it logically, think, you know, if I was already a huge designer, what would I do today? Just open up my program, start messing around. It's probably what you'd do.
Hey, did you know that you can visit me at makeanddesign.com to learn more about this podcast and join my VIP group for weekly freebies? I can't wait to see you there.